Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Delighted to be able to speak with Dave Prentice, sports editor of the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Preno.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Thank you. At short notice. Filling in there for problem. Alan Stubbs. Goodness me. What's happened to the man?
Second best to Stubbs today. What's going on in the world?
It could be worse. Everton's wait for a derby win goes on, Preno.
Well, it's absolutely frightening, isn't it? I did a piece for today, which just reflecting on it. It's a worst run since I was a child in the 70s. That, you know, so... 7 year stretch that was finally ended by Andy King's goal in the 78 derby. It's approaching that now, and I think part of the problem is Everton do have some kind of mental block when it comes to facing Liverpool these days, and it's a mental barrier they've got to overcome. First half performance last night was decent. I thought they more than matched Liverpool. I think they actually dictated the game.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't maintain that intensity. Losing James McCarthy was such a big blow. And second half, you saw the goal was coming from a long time before it did. And I don't think in the end many people could have, you know, complaints about the outcome.
You use that word intensity, and it was in the first half from the Blues. I thought they dominated in many areas. Thought McCarthy, and I still think Gay, whenever I see him, is brilliant. I mean, the amount of tackles he puts in, the work rate from that guy. So the two in the centre of the park were doing the business for Everton.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the platform which that performance came from. And like I say, losing James McCarthy was, you know, such a blow. I mean, hopefully it's nothing too significant, but he was pointing at his hamstring, which is always a concern. And Gareth Barry, good player though he is a very different type of player to McCarthy. You know, he uses positional sense and, you know, his old head. You know, getting around the park, you know, he can't produce the same kind of energy and aggression that McCarthy produced. And when you've got that alongside of just a guy who I thought was top man, like you say, you know, that allowed Everton to disrupt Liverpool's rhythm, you know, to get at them, to stop them having possession. And unfortunately, you know, when Barry was on, he was sitting a little bit deeper. Liverpool enjoyed more possession. And as we've seen so many times this season, they're very, very good at using that possession well.
If you just watch Gay himself, and if you try and just watch him and not the ball, his work rate, his ethic is unbelievable. And yet he never looks tired.
He does, yeah. It's going to be a huge miss for Everton when he goes to the African Nations Cup because, you know, so much of the good performances this season are being set by him. He sets a tone, he wins back possession for them quickly, and he's got a bit of quality as well. You know, he's not just a ball winner and a destroyer. He does actually, you know, create things as well. So, yeah, he has been great, one of the success stories of this season so far. And like I say, a big miss when he does disappear for that month.
Great passion from the crowd. It was befitting of a Merseyside derby. Ross Barkley showed brilliant passion as well from himself in the game. But, you know, you can't really defend his challenge on Jordan Henderson at the same time.
No, he was lucky to get away with it. I didn't think he had one of his better games, to be honest. Everything he was trying wasn't quite coming off, and maybe he allowed a little bit of frustration to get the better of him. It was late, and credit Jordan Henderson for his reaction afterwards. You know, not after the tackle, because he was understandably, you know, so irritated once he got back up to his feet. But, you know, post-match, when he didn't, you know, try and score any points against Ross Barkley, who's an international teammate of his. He just basically, you know, these things happen in Merseyside derby, let's get on with him. But yeah, he was fortunate. But equally, I thought Dejan Lovren as well, I'd echo what Ronald Koeman said. He had no need to run 40 or 50 yards to get involved, having already been on a yellow card. And whilst Mike Dean showed Seamus Coleman, you know, a yellow card for squaring up, he could have equally done exactly the same thing to Lovren. So, you know, hopefully Lovren will have learned a lesson from that. But yeah, I mean, it would never have happened if Barkley hadn't have thrown that challenge in. It was brutal, and he was very fortunate not to escape a red card.
Not many chances for Everton in the game in front of goal, but Funes Mori's got to do better with his headed opportunity.
I was talking to the lads in the office here before the game, and that was the one I fancied for, you know, a long shot first goal. Because he's so decent in the air, because Liverpool can be occasionally vulnerable in the air. And I think it was the first corner Everton has had, you know, 42 minutes in. And it was a great delivery by Barkley. And, yeah, it was a clear header. Okay, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of pressure he was under, but no, he should have done better. He certainly should have got it on target, and then, you know, who knows what might have happened then. But, you know, all in all, I don't think you can really disagree that Liverpool probably deserved it in the end of the night.
Yeah, just edged it at the very end of it. What was it, you know, go back to what you said at the very start, that little thing that's in the mindset now. There's a problem, there's a barrier, isn't there, for Everton. But why is that the case when, you know, if you think that the turnover of players, the different players, why have they got this mental block?
Because been going on for so long. I mean, I never believed it at first. I mean, I remember somebody saying to me before the semi-final in 2012, a guy that works for one of the national newspapers who's a Liverpool fan, and he actually said to me, oh, I can see what's going to happen. You know, so Everton will start well. You know, they might even have a decent half. But at one some stage during the course of the afternoon, they'll remember who they're playing. And he was absolutely right. And it is. It's just saying when even Everton get close to beating Liverpool, suddenly, you know, the dawning realisation, you know, of what might about to happen. So, you know, dawns upon them, and the whole attitude changes. They sit back, you know, they stop doing the things that they were doing well. That wasn't the case last night, to be fair. I mean, the changes were enforced on Ronald Koeman. I mean, the only substitution he made that he actually wanted to was bringing in Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and even then he was planning to do that about 10 or 15 minutes earlier until Stekelenburg got injured. So, you know, there were mitigating circumstances in that respect. But yeah, I think there is something in Everson's, you know, sort of psyche at the moment that they need to overcome, certainly when it comes to playing Liverpool, and certainly at Anfield. I mean, the next one's in April, and God, it's last century since Everson enjoyed a win there.
Goodness me, it keeps going on. What about the Liverpool psyche? Have they got the mentality to go right over the line in May?
Last night would suggest that they certainly have, you know, to go further than they have been going. I mean, Chelsea are so relentlessly impressive at the moment. It's going to take something very special to reel them in. But performances of character like Liverpool showed last night suggest that they might be able to get close. I still think there's one or two issues there. But although one of those issues would be the defensive vulnerability. But the last couple of games had a couple of clean sheets. You know, so you know, so looking okay in that respect. I think Mignolet's return has been big. I think Klopp bit the bullet on that one and actually did the right thing. Karius was spreading a little bit of defensive uncertainty amongst some of the defenders, whereas, you know, Mignolet, you probably wouldn't have heard people saying this 12 months ago, but he does look a more reassuring presence, and Liverpool have benefited from his return over the last couple of games.
Although, I suppose we wait for a game where he's truly tested as well. I mean, you're right, he looks like he commands it much better, doesn't he? But he wasn't really put under the microscope yesterday either.
No, which again is a testament to how well Liverpool defend him. You know, think about it. The best defender, Matip, was missing again. Well, Clavan came in, and, you know, whilst there were a few fears pretty much of, you know, maybe what Lukaku could do against him, he ultimately had Lukaku in his pocket all night. I mean, the one half chance that Everton generated from the cross from the left, Lukaku got on the end of, but Clavan managed to put in a great block. Liverpool's defensive work was very, very good, and you know, shouldn't really overlook the work that Henderson and Wijnaldum do in front of the defence, you know, screening things. Everyone focuses on that front four of Liverpool and how creative they are, and you know, how high they press up the pitch. But equally, to do that, you need a very, very solid you know, defensive platform in the middle, and Liverpool do have that, and it's looking better and better, you know, so as the season progresses. Long way to go, but yeah, you know, that was a good sign that, you know, maybe they can last the course.
Is this a much tougher job for Ronald Koeman than he expected?
I think it probably is, yeah. I mean, it's an ageing squad anyway. I mean, we knew that. And he's having to change an entire philosophy, if you like, an entire way of playing. He spoke in the summer, of course, about how disappointed he was with the levels of fitness in the squad as well. And maybe that came to play towards the end last night. You know, last 20 minutes, Liverpool, you know, was certainly the dominant force. But he's actually said himself as well that it's not going to take one chance winner, two chance winners. It might even take three or four. Wholesale changes. I thought it was quite notable last night, the people that weren't involved. Gerard Deulofeu wasn't even in the squad. I mean, we still don't know whether that was injury-related or not. And Kevin Morales, who has played a part in every single game so far this season, again, was ignored last night in favour of a young lad who came off the bench. So whether that was Ronald Koeman actually sending out a message that he's already made his mind up about some players, or whether I'm reading far too much into it, I don't know. But, you know, it certainly looked that way to me.
Preno, thank you for doing the Daniel Sturridge, the super sub act this morning. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Take care. That's David Prentice, sports editor at the Liverpool Echo.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.